Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, no, don't turn and walk away. If what I have seems kind of bold, well, it's a question that should run deep down in your soul.
What happened is people were sitting in churches throughout the world for centuries.
What happened
with the image of an African American man as savior of the world before them?
What would happen? Oh, it's a message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern.
What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race, presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men?
It's a message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern.
Holy Quran, 43, verse 64 says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say, ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bowing to God's will.
A message of concern. Wait a minute, before you criticize, the question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture and open up. Open your eyes. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern.
Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods. We are only men, mortals from the mortals. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern.
Malay Satan rising, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashad we lay, he lay, Ibn Nah, Ashad we lay, in the home of Rasulullah. We only bear witness again. There is no God but one God whose proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He has created his creation so we can have a place to serve the Creator, and we will have a place to grow and develop and get ready for the next life. This is a testing ground. And we only bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, Emin Abdullah, he is the seal of the prophet. There's no more prophet to come. He brought the final revelation to humanity. Here on South Talk Radio Station, calling people back to the oneness of God. Well, excuse me for a second. One of the guests is calling. So I'm back when the guest calls and try to find out what's the right number. I'm doing it. They'll be calling me. We got a few people who getting ready to call in. We thank Allah for all the people who are getting involved in this Rock Talk radio station. I am Brother Abdullah Akbar and Daya Akbar. We are co-workers here, and she's on the way. She had to tie some loose ends, and we are from Decatur, Georgia. And also, we have co-workers coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Sujah Muhammad and Quran Muhammad coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we also have Brother Muhammad coming, Aid Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia. So we're here tonight to, the message of concerns about talk radio stations. This message concern about the evil and the corruption in the world that seem like it go away and then it pops back up again. And the only thing that we're saying that we have to uproot this, and the root of racism is in religion. A lie has been told on the Creator of the creation. And this lie has been told and has been told for years and years. And this lie has always hurt the disadvantaged. That's the African-American people who were made disadvantaged, who were made and put in this condition by the lie that God got a son. And those people don't look like that lie or that false idea of God's son being a Caucasian man. These people here catch catch all the problems. They fill most of the jails up. They fill most of the jails up. Most of the courthouses are built off the backs of the African American people. All this comes from racism. Comes from holding the Creator up as a man, and a Caucasian man, same looking man that put us in this condition years ago, who have made himself a God. God said, worship him alone. The Caucasian man wants you to honor him alone. Don't want you to honor the Creator of the creation. And we know the Jews are fit in that mold too. So we are here because we want to get out of this problem. We want this problem to stop. It is not going to stop until we get that out of the places of worship, out of people's home, people take it out their home, until people get rid of that image out of their homes and out of the school. We need to be opening more schools to where children can get back to praying. Because God is not going to intervene in nobody's life if the children not praying. If you don't get to start the children off right, and the best way to start them off with the belief and faith and praying to God. If you fail to get that started, your next generation going to be hard to be a great generation, a good generation. And we can see that by so many young people that took over the habit of being homosexual. We see that how most people don't talk on the habit, young people don't talk on the habit of putting tattoos all over their body, huh? Coloring their hair, cussing, all the bad things that they learned from people who said they believe in God, but said they believe in Jesus. And when you say you believe in Jesus and don't believe in the creator of Jesus, you are number the pagan. And pagan, and this is a pagan society we live in. You know, the people, they love Donald Trump because he's a pagan. He said he never had no reason to ask God to forgive him. He tried to have the White House where he can bring in a communist government. And so these people said, well, that we can't attack them this way. We'll attack these people this way. We'll run the rent up. We'll run the land up. And we'll make it hard for anybody to be able to stay in the place. And the people, we have to sleep out on the street. That means when the cold weather comes, many of them will die. We'll get many of them to be homosexual. We'll get many of them to be freaks and everything else, and they won't get married. We'll show them movies that say, don't get married. That's have fun. We'll teach them how to have fun. We'll show them, we'll play music that makes them hate themselves, disrespect their women, not even want a child to raise. We'll play that kind of music to them. We'll do all these things to them. Then we will give them a religion with our image in it as God. We'll keep that in front of them. We'll keep all these Confederate heroes who used to hang African Americans and lynch them and burn them up. We'll keep them in front of the courthouse and let them know that we are the powerful people because we are white people, and white means right, best, always, and they are black, and God have given them to us to misuse, and we want them never forget that. That's what they're saying. They want us never forget, Ain't nobody never been my slave master. God, Allah is the only master. So when we show our Caucasian brothers love, we show them love by telling them the truth, that they are not God. They are not white people. They are not the best people. We are the best people. We have no record where we went and got another people from their land and beat them, raped them, took away their education, their knowledge, take away their skills, and made them totally dependent on us. So we are here tonight on this Bob Talk radio station to cure this sickness that this world has put, look like it's going away, but it pops right back up. And you know, I can't understand these people that we put over. They let a man buy an M16 assault rifle and buy an assault rifle and go into a school and kill up the children. I don't understand. And they won't even ban that. They won't even stop it. They said there ain't nothing they can do. There's gonna be some people gonna have to lose their life. And most of the time, the life is lost, it's ours. They want a civil war. They want the fighting between African American Caucasian. That's what they promote. But Allah said he playing. And these storms are hitting all these big states like Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi. Can they read the signs? Allah says that he is the God of this world. And everybody come here to serve him. And when they don't serve God, they has little or no protection at all. And they can't see that. They can't see a building falling down, killing 100 people, 1,000. They can't understand that. They don't understand when the earth is shaking. And they don't understand that God is one who put that in motion, allow that to happen. Don't nothing happen without Allah, without Allah's will. So we are here tonight to get rid of and remove, inshallah, racism from this world. And this is what this message of concern coming out of California, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School. And we want a Sims School in every state, in every two or three. We want to replace all the public schools. Long as the public school is teaching, letting homosexuals and bringing all kind of freaks in to teach your children, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves to let our children sit in a classroom and let a monster teach it. And one thing about homosexuals, they want to make more homosexuals. Huh? They said with homosexuals, they smart people. They can adopt the children, and they make them smaller. Most homosexuals that adopt children, they become homosexuals. Huh? The environment turned them into homosexuals. How would your two children sitting there looking at two rusty men kissing? How would it look? Go check statistics. Most homosexuals that raise children, they themselves become homosexual because you can't be normal in an unnormal environment. That's an unnormal environment. Two women going together.
Bring me proof.
The proof is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gomai. And God is in that lesson now, God do not want that.
No, of course.
So God showed that he's crossed, but we don't believe that. We keep letting it happen. We think God loves everybody, and Allah do not love everybody. He said he only loves those who do right. How can two people of the same gender do right when they can't produce a world? They can't make a world. Two women can make no world. Two men cannot make no world.
Not like that.
They never can mean they if they adopt the children, they go to the world of those children because they gonna if the child is said his tell their homosexual parents that he been putting out it's wrong. He did go to church and go somewhere and tell the child it's wrong. What do you think they gonna do to that child? Tell that child God loves everybody. Huh? I love you. Don't I brought you in my house? I took care of you. Huh? You gonna respect my wife? And the wife looked like a big old football player. Huh? See, that's sick. That's confusion to the child. So we said all praise are due to Allah, the Lord of the world, the creator of everything and everybody. And he have created us for one reason, and that's to serve him. So I'm going to turn this over to my wife said, wait a minute. I'm going to turn it over to her. But she said, wait a minute. She'll be here on her post, inshallah, in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe I got to talking there. Now, let me open up with a prayer call there. Say it in English, and then I'll say Arabic, and then say it in the English translation. Umalayshi Chan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Lightning, Arachman, Arachim, Maliki, Omidin, Ya, Kanabuli, Akana, Sahim, Adinin, Serato, Mustakin, Serato, Ladina, and to lay him. God, we might do believe him, Maletori. I mean, we seek protection with Allah, with creator of this creation. From Satan, the rejecting enemy, the outcast, with the name of our Almighty God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we suppose to be worshiping, and thy aid we should be seeking. We ask Allah to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who he wrath is brought down, and none of those who go astray. I mean. So we greet you in the best of the greeting. There's no greeting in the world is more greater than the greeting of peace that Allah has given all the prophets to say to the people they come in contact with. and they all greet the people in peace. They all say, As-salamu alaykum. None of them spoke English. They only spoke Arab and Aramaic, and that is the best language of all the language. So we're going to speak in the language tonight, in the language that we can understand. We are English-speaking people. Allah said he understands, and he understand all the language, no matter who's speaking it and how they're speaking. He understand what they're saying because he can see their heart. We ask Almighty God to continue to bless this Prophet Talk radio station. We ask Almighty God Allah to forgive our brother, Brother Oldsby, Abdullah, who passed away yesterday. May Allah forgive him for his sins and shortcomings and bless him to enter the Jannah. Brother Obi was a good Muslim brother. We love him, and we God bless him to enter the Jannah. And we pray, keep him in our prayer. So we're here tonight calling again people to the oneness of God. Anybody who has anything to say, well, all they have to do is match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. We are here, as we thank you for joining us. We pray that those who come and join us tonight bring not only their good behavior, but bring some good questions. Bring something that's going to help us as well, and we'll try to give you something. They're going to help you. We all should be working together, and we got to find a way to do just that. We listened to the Mosque, and Mosque said that, you know, that we must find a way to work together. We can, you know, they are trying to pick us off. You know, we know the food ain't no good. The air ain't much good. And who did that? What, one our best friend. It wasn't the people that love God. People that love God would never done that. Would never tamper with the food. People that love God would never allow a public school to get corrupt. They love God. They would never allow the creator of this creation not be named to be mentioned in the school. If they love God, they holler, I'll separate church from state. But when you go to court, they want you to put your hands on the Bible to swear that you didn't do a thing. And they ask you, did you tell the truth? So help you God. They ask you that. So one in one situation, they don't want God nowhere near. And then the other situation, they ask you to take an oath to swear that you're going to tell the truth, so may God help you. And they'll sit up there and say, yeah, I'm going to tell the truth, and get up there and tell some of the biggest lies, because they don't see nothing wrong with it. They don't see nothing wrong with coming up with a lie. You know, that's why we got Santa Claus. They don't care about no lies. A man riding around on his reindeers living toys to every child in the world. You know that ain't nothing but a lie. It shouldn't be told, but they tell that lie. And the other lies, one of the major lies that has been told, they ain't stopped. They ain't trying to straighten out. They said, Chris Columbus discovered America. You know that's a lie. We know that's a lie. As Muslim, we learned that's a lie. And nobody is saying nothing. Even the people that got churches and got synagogues, they ain't saying nothing. You know, now they're talking about the racial theories. They don't want you to mention what have been done to the African-American people. If the African-American people buy into that, they deserve whatever they get. If they buy into that, if they allow that to happen, If they continue to allow that idea to be exercised in America, we should get exactly what we deserve. the buffalo didn't deserve to be extinct because the buffalo were doing so many things to help the people, the native people live, clothes, food, making tents and shelter with the hide of that buffalo. But they made Buffalo Bill made the buffalo extinct. Why did they do that? What kind of cruel people would do something like that? Of people who just lie, and anybody challenge them, they want to get a gun and sell them with a gun. Savages. We have to tell them the truth. Jesus said, know the truth, and that's the only thing going to set them free. Huh? God has not chosen them. The Bible said the Jews call themselves a chosen people, and the Bible said that the Jews are liars, and they're the workers, and their father is the devil. That's what they're the liar of the father of the devil. That's what their Bible said about the Jews. Huh? Come way west and found out that he ain't so free at all. He can call himself a Republican, but he ain't so free at all. They cut him off on every adventure, every way that he was making money. They done closed the door on him, Mike and all of them, because he said something that maybe that was true about the Jews. But we supposed to live in America. We supposed to have the freedom of speech. But they cut Conway off. Tyrese Irving, a basketball player for the Nets. He said something about the Jews. And look where he is. They cut him off. Mackey dropped him. You know, only reason these people could continue to do the way they do us, because we support them. We buy Mikes and everything else they sell. If we were to shut down from buying Mikes and these other things that from these big companies, these big companies would fold. Or they would start listening to and honoring some of the requests we need. And one of the requests where they should be out in it right now, it's a housing situation. Should nobody be outdoors in America? Should nobody be sleeping on a bridge in America? Should nobody go hungry in America? But that gonna continue to happen as long as African American is in a act like they're in act like they're inferior. And in an inferior situation where they got to depend on the same people that wants to annihilate them. You ain't got to go to their smoke shop. You ain't got to buy their reefer. You ain't got to buy their cocaine. You don't have to do it. You don't have to buy music that deliver your woman and your family or any woman. You don't have to buy that kind of music. But if you don't think right, if you don't think you can do right, your thinking going to lead you astray, going to lead you down to the dungeon of life. And God said thinking on him is the most powerful thinking you can do. But you think you ain't no good, you can't do no good. You ain't going to do no good. So all praise is due to Allah. Allah is the creator. They have planned in Allah's plan. If we do right, if we do what we need to do as human beings, treat everybody right. Don't treat anybody wrong. Protect all women. Protect all babies. Be kind to everybody. Their plan is not going to work because Allah said his plan outright the wrong plan. He that's planning to fail. Allah's plan never fails. So all praise is due to Allah, the Lord, chair, sustainer for all the world. So we are here, and we're gonna be inviting people to come on the show. We invited a plenty of people Friday, and many of them said they was coming. They have heard about the show, and they plan on coming. So we shall all praise the due to Allah. Allah is will be done on earth, it's going to be done. Because the grave means that there are some people are going to the grave not hearing the truth. And we want everybody to hear the truth, no matter how they look, what color, what ethnic group we're in. Because Allah said he created human beings. And all human beings, once they realize they are human beings supposed to love each other. We supposed to love each other better than the ant in the ground love each other. But right now, the ant is topping us in loving ant. When it comes to loving somebody from the human family, the ant is in front of us. We have to learn from the ant. So all praise is due to one creator. So we are here tonight. If anyone else got something they would like to say, please smash one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on and let you begin to talk, sharing with us your experience against this image. That's what we heard about, to remove the image. There's nothing greater that we can do than get rid of. Yeah, we can pray, but we pray for a better world, and it's not going to come until the image is gone. We pray for unity. We're not going to have no unity as long as that image is dominating the people's mind. They're not going to buy from you. They're going to say, well, the image is, they must be the best because the image is selling. I don't want to buy nothing from, the rap music. It destroys the people that listen to the music and destroys the people in making the music and destroys the people that's supposed to be related to the people that sang in the music. Destroy them too. And that's why they can make all these new jails to put us in. That music. That music is destructive, and people don't want you to even say nothing about that music. They will come down and you put, oh man, you just old fashioned. You from the old school, huh? Man, you better get hip this is modern day time. Ain't nothing modern about filth, deception, evil. Ain't nothing modern about that, huh? If you ain't getting married and you ain't raising your children to do right, you ain't got nothing new. You don't fell under the influence of Satanism. You don't want to take care of your responsibility. You want to turn the TV on to turn you into lusting, and everybody and everything walks the street. That's what they want to do. That's what the TV does. The TV turns you into a luster. It tells you, you got to have this. Look at this shapely woman with a breast, with a Cleveland, you can see her breast, a pretty legs. Look at her. That's what they want you to do. They want you to leave God. And God is coming at the righteous every day. Satan's coming. Satan is not taking a break. He say he only going to get those like he told Allah. That you're going to keep the one that love you. But the one that playing games, ain't quite serious, they belong to me, Allah. That's what Satan said. I'm going to get them. I'm going to give them a football game. I'm going to get them a card. I'm going to get them. I'm going to give them something they think they don't want. I'm going to get it. So all praise is due to Allah. Says he never leaves us. He ain't closer to us than our jugular vein. So we should live consciously a about Allah. Allah is one, one and alone. And we thank Allah. Huh? But you going to take over the show?
I'm speaking your prayer, I did.
Okay. So all praise is due to Allah. Man.
I'm going to take the show once I speak your
well, well, okay. Well, anyway, we're here. We got a guest here from Florida, one of the sisters. She's here with us, Brother Edward. Went on back to the Edward Aziz. She came and did a great show for the school children, and they loved him and begged him back, begged him to come back. Layla Ali, the ex-wife of Muhammad Ali, she put on a show, a movie. So everything in the school, the children loved it. And we had a thing with the children. They were playing games in the restaurants and enjoyed themselves. No cursing, no smoking. That's decent fun, young people. So also we got a great thing. We got Allah has put us as a leader to make this world and give this world a better behavior, because the ugly behavior that these people are putting on, they try to come to an end. So anybody got anything to say? Mask one, come into the queue. We know that daylight saving time, which they said they turned back their hand the clock. And we know time don't change. This is something man came up with. It's not God said, God ain't never say he changed no time. But man say he changed the time. Where right now it's just about 8 o'clock. Yesterday it would have been 9, just about 9. I set back an hour. So that's what they do. They do what they want to do. African Americans do a whole lot of talking. And they do a whole, especially when they get alcohol, they can really talk there. But they do little nothing. They act like they're afraid to stand up and say, no, we ain't taking this no more. This is destroying my children. This is destroying my neighborhood. And we had to tell the African American, you don't own no neighborhood. You got somewhere to lay your head. You do not own a neighborhood. 99% of these buildings belong to the other people of the world. They don't belong to you. Why? Because they got you going to school and coming out of the school, coming out of elementary school, high school, going to college for 4 or 5 years, coming out of college just to get a job. The same reason they brought you here, to get a job. And then when you can't get a job, you go to work for Burger King. They know what they're doing. We'll never be free until we own our own. To no one can be put out the hole. No one can lose their job long as they come to work and doing what's right. We don't need no labor union or no bosses to protect protect our job. It's just natural for you to have a job. And it's natural for the people to let you work long as you come there and do the work, let you work, not to oppress you, not to cause you no problem. So, like I'm saying, if anybody wants to match one and come into the queue, we will cut your mic off. We would love to hear from you. He said, all praise are due to Allah. The law chairs the standing of our world. Allah is most gracious and most merciful. Allah will always be the master of the day of judgment. He will always be the king of kings, the Lord of lords. So all praise due to God. We thank Allah for this broadcast radio station and what it means. And we thank Allah for all of the good people that come down here and love this show. And so we are here tonight to kill the evil, wicked image that should never been brought up. Scriptures call that image is like a dragon. First it was like a snake. Then it grew to a dragon. A dragon spits fire. A dragon do damage with the fire and with his tail. He swing that tail and he do a lot of damage with that tail. And we know when they tell you this is the tale of this movie, we know we're going to get a lot. When we can hear all the falsehoods going into our ear that's burning, making us angry, then that's the fire coming from the dragon. They want to drag us down. Allah said for us to be wise. The Bible says, puke Satan, and Satan will leave you. Satan will get away from you. You'll be safe. So we gonna be safe. So you can say that right. Anyway. So we gonna be safe. You wanna see Satan eradicated? We want him gone. We're gonna make sure that we do the best we can with the knowledge that we have received from the Quran, from the way that's given to us by Imam Washington. That's my leader. Leader, I love Imam Washington Muhammad. I love the Alhamdulillah Muhammad. And I love Took the Clown. And I love YRD Muhammad. I love those people. And all the brothers and sisters that follow them. And we're going to be the winners. A lot of already promised. So anybody wants to say the same match one and come into your key. And we will cut your mic on. If your mic was not being cut off, call my number at 404-421-5630, and I will receive your call. I know that your mic is not being cut on, okay, won't come on. Sometimes the show is making something happen. They won't allow the mic to kick over and let the person that calling in the queue. And we apologize for that. A long time we had nothing to do with that. But the only thing we have to do, we called and said what we had to say. So all praise is due to Allah. So let anybody who got anything they would like to say about this. So anything they would like to say. And I would. Nobody's mashing in one. Nobody wants to. So we're going to read something from the our blessed book called the Al-Quran. This is the book that says that in it is guided true without doubt. For those who believe and believe in the team as well that they believe in the unseen. This is the truth without doubt that Allah is giving us. When you read the Quran, you're reading the word of the Creator that was given to Prophet Muhammad and given to him to get written down and to get written down to be put in a book. That Allah says he's going to protect that book once. He never said he's going to protect any other book no Torah, no Hadith, no Bible, no Injil, but he said he's going to protect the El Quran. He said he's going to protect the El Quran. So praise be to Allah.
Yeah, he was there. Okay.
So anybody got anything we'd like to say, this match one to come into the queue. So we can remove, get this image out of the world, get people stirred up, because this is important in voting. You know, people trying to poke their way to a better life. I understand that trying to pick the best candidate that's going to help them in their life. Okay. So we're going to, I guess my wife would be here shortly. So she'd be here shortly. And pray to be here. So we thank you for joining us tonight. We appreciate you. We know we're doing the best we can to get rid of this false idea about God and how Satan had dominated America. And with lies and false concepts, but we can point that out. We can move these lies. Ain't nobody gonna stop us. Ain't nobody. Ain't nobody. We can't. We win it, and we know it. We're out on the streets and we're talking to the people, and they agree with us. Even the Caucasian people agree with us that. There's not but one God. They also agree that their skin is not white. They can't argue with that. My skin is not black. People call themselves, who they want to call themselves black, they can do that. I'm not calling myself black anymore. Because God do not call me black. God said that I'm a human being. I am a child of Adam. I am offspring of Adam. To me, that makes more sense than saying that my skin is black and it's not black. That's like following the lies that the people is promoting. You say you're black, then the white man, the Caucasian man, say he's white. So who is right? Who is telling the truth? Yeah. So who is right? If there's no white people. There's nobody walking down the street like snow. And there's nobody walking down the street black as the tires on the cars of these tires on these cars. Ain't nobody riding down the street that black. But what's missing is the human being that God have created. That's what's missing. No, it don't matter what color it is, you're thinking. If you think wrong, your body gonna follow your wrong thinking. Mm-hmm. And we've been taught to think against each other, and the evidence of that, we own nothing as a people that we can point to in our neighborhood. We own no grocery store. Walmart should be our business. Walmart and all these big stores should be owned and operated by us. Because we keep them stores alive. We keep all the jailhouses alive. Ain't nobody in jail but us. Our children, women and men, boys and girls, we provide the jail with our children. And many times our children go to jail. We can't get them out because we ain't got money to get a good lawyer. They set up a system where you got to have a good mouthpiece to get your child out. They don't say they innocent to prove guilty. They said they innocent because they said they innocent. And you have to prove yourself not innocent. and you don't have the proper money, you don't have the money to do so, have a good lawyer. You know, they show you Perry Mason, a good lawyer. It show you how he win in all them cases. But when you look in the real world, you can have the best lawyer. You can have the truth as clear as the nose on your face. If that judge say you guilty, you guilty. Yeah, you got the worst problem, and this is what these Caucasians been playing God over. God, laws over. When we go to court, they strip us of our money. They put us behind bars, give us all kind of time. They did that during the days of Reconstruction, when we both have been free. They came up and passed a law called a lottery. So you go look for a job, and you be walking the street, and they pull up and ask you if you working anywhere. And you said no, because the one you taking off the plantation, he told the people not to hire you. And so what happened? They lock you up, and then take you right back to that man plantation working for free. But this time you got scratched on. These have been some horrible people. And it's good to forget. But not Allah say he the one who forgives. Huh? And we not supposed to forget. We should be very skeptical of people who have done us like that. African American people, we trust everybody but the people that look like us. We don't trust them. Who did that to us? Not creator, but the opposition, Satan itself. And you can say Caucasian, African American. Yeah, they both had a hand in doing that. Preachers, you can have the institution supposed to be of high learning. They did it. So we got a lot of places to point to. But now we can't blame nobody but ourselves. So truth has come. And Jesus said, know the truth and the truth. And we got an opportunity to be free for the first time in the history of us being in America. We don't fault every war they started. And we have nothing to show for it. Nothing. We don't own no skyscrapers. We don't have no big planes in the sky. We don't have no big ship out there fishing over the ocean. So they show you that we hadn't gained nothing. We still in bad shape. There's many people in Atlanta sleeping on the street, sleeping at the bus stop, women and children. Where is the American promise at? And then we want reparations, but you got some Negro talking about if we get reparations, we'll be dead before the sun go down the next day. Ignorant. So alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. So all praise is always due to Allah. So anybody else got anything they would like to say? Now is the time to match one and come into the queue. I thank my wife is on the way to the mic. She said what she had to say. So I guess she's on the way. So tomorrow. So we understand. I seen Brother Muhammad today in Atlanta at Elmer Manoon. He came by today. My wife is on the way to hold on 1 second as she comes. Thank you for listening. Any questions, let's tell her what you got. She will tell me. Thank you.
Mine's are open in there. Could you call them, please?
Assalamu alaikum. The Allah's name, merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. I bet when there is no God but Allah. I watch Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth and all in between. The creator is all creator of all systems of knowledge known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bet when the Prophet Muhammad is the skill of the prophets. May the peace and blessings be upon him. So leave us the man. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show of the message of concern, the serious message of concern. And if you don't know what the serious message of concern is, I'll share it with you. It's the removal of all images from worship that portray divine, regardless to the color of the clay, if the statue, white or black or brown or whatever, whether it's a trinket, whether it's a pendulum or whatever that you may use to show, to indicate in your head or anybody else's head when they see the cross or see the whatever else, that they worship someone who has been given the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord or God. That is not so. That is not the truth. If that was the truth, and this is what I say to the young people and the children, and some adults even too, to make it clear, if that was the truth, then why, when he was nailed to the cross, hands, ankles, a thorn, a crown of nails or thorns on his head, why did he say, God, oh God, why have thou forsaken thee? If he was God himself, and he's really been Jesus, the one that they say is God, and he was nailed to the cross, you know. So now, you tell me, and that's, I know you hear me say it all the time, but repetition sometimes helps a lot of people, because one saying it one time may not be good enough, may not be enough. It's enough, maybe enough for some, but not for all of the people that you're trying to reach, or the ones that hear it, not all the people that hear it, okay? So, had more people trying to nail him to the cross, and maybe he was, he couldn't fight against all those people, so they had the upper hand on him. It could have been that, or he could have prayed to himself to say, you know, loosen yourself, don't let yourself be captured by this. Don't let them nail your hands and your feet, and don't let them put a crown of nails or thorns in your head, because you can save yourself, because you are God, you know, and you are the only God, if he was God. So where was his defense, and why did he let them do that to him if he was God himself? Thinking caps on and just think about it. Makes a lot of sense to me. What would we tell our children? We have to start telling our children the truth, because they're depending on us. They don't know. They only go by what they're being taught or what they've learned from their peers or what they've heard other people say. So we're responsible for telling our children the truth. If they don't hear it from the parents, or the grandparent, or the one who's supposed to be their guardian, they're going to hear it from someone else on the outside, and then you're going to be upset when they hear from someone outside instead of you telling them. So you might as well just submit to the truth your own self, as well as tell your children the truth. You get better blessings. You get more blessings. Okay? I'm going to read to you what I read to you most of the time, just to give a little tribute to the, thank you, little tribute to the Dawah team, before I go into the children. I know this is children's night. Children, this night on Sunday and Tuesday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, or Eastern Standard Time, rather. It's in with the message of concern, which is the first focus, but the second focus is the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. I explained in to you the best I could what the first focus was, which was the message of concern. I mentioned to you what that was, what that was all about. And by the way, this program, this Blog Talk Radio show, is sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School. S is for science, T is for technology, E is for engineering, and M is for math. And I don't know about you, but to me, it sounds like the makeup of El Islam itself, too, that's involved with this STEM. Okay, the description of these letters, what they stand for. So you can think about that. I want to bring to your attention out of Brother Henry's book. Brother Henry's book, which the title is What Every Parent Should Know About the Worship of Human Imagery in Religion and Their Child's Mental Health. What Every Parent Should Know About the Worship of Human Imagery in Religion and Their Child's Mental Health, by Henry S. Muhammad. In the back of this book, as a matter of fact, has like 126 pages and 26 chapters, okay? And it's all talking about children as well as the message of concern. And also, why we should start practicing telling our children the truth instead of the untruth. Because they're going to ask somebody else, and then you're going to be upset when they're told the truth. And you may not like it from somebody else telling them what you don't think would be right to them. So then you tell them the truth. Don't worry about nobody else telling them. Okay, in the back of the book, it's got King James Version of the Holy Bible. And I want to point out to you two chapters, different verses, but two chapters. And I want you to tell me or let me know what you get from these. The first one is Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. And it reads, Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Okay, hold that. Now I want to go to another chapter, which is Deuteronomy. And it's Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 8. And it reads, Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Now you tell me, are they using the same words? And it's the same, it's one book, the Holy Bible, King James Version. And that by itself makes, it brings to my mind is that if these two, with these two different verses read the same about the graven image, then it must be some truth. And it must be something that would behoove you to read and to study and to think, because thinking benefits the thinker. So you think about that. Same reading. Instead of saying there should be no images, there's no graven images. Okay? Which means it's about the same or verbatim. Okay. Now, if you have any input in that, I'd like to say something about that, you can let me know. And I will gladly make you say something, contribute something to this Blog Talk Radio show. Okay. Okay? I'm not speaking a foreign language. Okay, that's the Holy Bible. And that's King James Version. Now we go to the Holy Quran. Okay, we're going to a short surah. Well, a little short, but it's okay. It says Surah 4, which is chapter 4 in the Bible. And Nisa, the women, it says, with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. O mankind, the apostle has come to you in truth from Allah. Believe in him. It is best for you. But if you reject faith, to Allah belong all things in the heavens and on earth. And Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. O people of the book, commit no excesses in your religions, nor say of Allah anything but the truth. Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, was no more than an apostle of Allah, and his word, which he bestowed on Mary, and a spirit proceeding from him. So believe in Allah and his apostles. Say not Trinity deceased. It will be better for you, for Allah is one Allah. Glory be to him, for exalted is he above all, above having a son as well. To him belong all things in the heavens and on earth, and enough is Allah as a disposer of affairs. Okay, we have a couple more verses, not long ones. Okay, in subhanAllah. Reading the Quran, there's some of the Quran and this in between, but I want to point it out to you. Okay, it says, Christ does not disdain to serve and worship Allah, nor do the angels, those nearest to Allah. Those who disdain his worship and are arrogant, he will gather them all together unto himself to answer. But to those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, he will give their due rewards and more out of his bounty. For those who are disdainful and arrogant, he will punish with a grievous chastisement, nor will they find besides Allah any to protect or help them. Sure, I teach the truth. Another little short one I just want to read, and I think this would explain everything I would say with these four verses, four ayats we call them, ayats in the Quran, ayats in Arabic. And verses in the Bible and in English. And it reads, chapter or Surah 112, Al-Ikhlas, the purity of worship. Oh, the Bilal Nishas Narajim, Bishmarak Rahim. Say he is Allah, the one and only. Allah, the eternal absolute. He begets not, nor is he begotten, and there is none like unto him. Shadavallahu, I'm sure Allah speaks the truth. Okay. This is from the Bible as well as the Quran. If anybody has anything to add on to it or any explanation for it, or well, adding on to it, please just push one on your phone receiver. You will be brought into the queue and your mic will be open. And that goes throughout the program. Oh, and it's 8:31. Okay. Now, does anyone have anything to say? Does anyone have anything to contribute or say? This is a together thing. We're in this together now. It's not just me alone. You know, we have inputs. This is like a study time, too, where everybody can contribute. What you know and what I know, what somebody else may know and study and learn and experience, you know, would make a whole new world. It would make things better, and clarify it. Clarification would help. So, you don't. Okay, so I got the Muslim Journal for this week. Since you know it hasn't been available to us for a while. And we are concerned about the children in the pandemic here, and these injections and the COVID and the census of the deaths and the sicknesses in the children, the elderly, and any others, you know. And a lot of us are against this injection, but it's gone down to our babies, you might as well say. You say something about it. You say something about 3 months old, or say 5 months old, I think it was. Is starting to give the babies injections. And they say also that this injection helped to build up the the immune system, but it helps to build up the antibodies as well, which is the immune system, in the body, so that when it does come along, they may be near someone who has COVID and is passed on to them, or they catch it through a cold or through breathe, you know, the breath. It says it's going to be bad on the lungs this year, you know, so people more will have a breathing problem this year, and it'll affect the lungs more so and the breathing more so than it has been, even though it has been very effective too with others already, because I have a sister who lived in New Jersey that passed from the COVID and lung buildup of fluid in her lungs, and that's pneumonia acts that way as well, but that was COVID too, COVID versus resistance to flu and influenza and all those, even the hepatitis, you know, is beginning to play a big part too as well in this virus. So please pay attention. Poor children, I guess they're wondering what kind of education will they have by the time they're a certain age and need to graduate from school. And what kind of education will they have? I see your face. I know you. I see your face right now. I know you. I know you from a certain in New Jersey. Okay, something was on my mind, and something just came to my mind, and I had to keep going, but that's irrelevant to what we're talking about right here. But this paper, the Muslim Journal here, let me see what the, I didn't read it, I apologize, I'm not trying to read it, but let me turn to the page. Okay. Muslims moving towards marriage. That's Paradise the Way to Survival of Three Amazing Children. I'll get back and see if I can read that. But this sister puts something in the Muslim Journal every week. She has been a writer in the Muslim Journal every issue. And it's always about children and young adults. And I was trying to see, turn to her page and see what she wrote. But I think she just put something in here in reference to the three children that the paradise is waiting for. If I can read it, these glasses. And chip in. The sister just hand me a paper towel and clean my glass. But believe it or not, I heard that when you get a certain age, that you can't get your eyes checked anymore. But when you get a certain age, they stop writing prescription glasses for you. I heard that now. I don't know how true it is. That's what they say when you get over 70 or 75, so they stop writing prescription for your glasses. The last prescription for glasses that you had is the last diagnosis for you that they have.
What's next?
For glass. Huh?
What's next?
What's next, right? What's next? You never know. Yeah. Strange things happen every day.
You
forgot the stuff that my cat. No, I didn't. Just no me in there.
No?
Nope. Just olive oil. I didn't put no juice in it from the thing.
You didn't put the juice in it?
I didn't. I don't want it. Someone's going to lie to me about the food. Oh. You don't do that kind of stuff. The sister's a vegetarian here, and she wants to get my word of honor that I did not mix that meat juice with her cabbage because she's a vegetarian.
It's so good.
They taste so good, see? Just because it's for you. You're a vegetarian. Your food's got to taste good, too. And I put no juice in it from boiling the meat. Nobody will put any meat in the cabbage. Alhamdulillah, I know those lies. There's no, but I want you to know that. Okay, let me see if I can read this. It's really kind of small, but you know I'll do my best. Yeah, it looks exciting. looks exciting. Where's reading? That's the beginning. Okay, let's see. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, I know. Where's my magnifying glass? I'm about going out of here. Now, on my nightstand. Hold on for me for 1 second. Who is that? Quran and Brother Suja. I think Quran. They have a couple of numbers, 2 or 3 numbers. They're not sure. I want to go and get this magnifying because I would like to read this. Not quite. Just went out the door. And I don't see my magnifying glass over there. I can see. I'm telling you, you know when you get a certain age. Can I make sure I bring it in here? No, no. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go take too long. But I'm going to try and read this. And it's threes. Paradise awaits arrival of 3 amazing children. September 20th, 22. Taken too soon in a recent fire in Gretna, Louisiana. Oh, go on, you know what? It's Gretna, Louisiana. By Habibullah Saleem. Everybody know Brother Habibullah. Everybody know Brother Habibullah Saleem. Yes. You just put that in the sink. Okay. Just put it in the sink, sister. Come on, that's cool. That's good. Okay. Good night. Hi, Salamu Alaikum. Have a peaceful sleep.
I'm about to fall out.
Because you got to get up in the morning and get to the airport at 5 o'clock, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. It's going to be early for me, too. I'm going to get on up and grab my husband. Yes. I'm going to get up. Good time of the morning. Okay. Yes, ma'am. In Georgia, you can go and relax. Good. F1, because I have a remedy now for all that. When I stay up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, I got to.
My body feels heavy.
You have you gone back?
Yeah, I've got to do that.
That's probably what it is. And then the water, I don't know, you're in different climates, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that may take place. That may happen like that, too. Okay. Wait a minute. Quran of Brother Suja. Not too many people coming out tonight. Let me go and get my magnifying glass. I definitely want to read this. Thank you.
Okay, here I come. Karan or Brother Suja, whichever one of y'all it is. Oh, here I come. Get a big magnifying glass to get a light on it. And Brother Edward Aziz gave it to me as a gift. He left this morning to go back. Israel had to go back in the morning. So they gave her run around, she stayed in the had to look double times in her suitcase and all that kind of stuff. So made her miss her bus, miss her plane. So she might as well go back and get her and so she could leave in the morning. So, alhamdulillah. Thank Allah bless us to be here to be able to help out. Okay, here we go. Oh boy, it's good too. Mercy and blessings from Almighty Allah. Without delay, a new life every day. Wonder boy Ali, Aisha 7, Muhammad. Aisha is 2, and Yusra Badre is 15, that's the female, and 2 males. And it says on the other side, it says, Quran Surah 2, Ayat 56, will be Lamishish and Rajim, Mr. Rahman and Rahim. It says, then we raised you after your death, that perhaps you would be grateful. Paradise awaits arrival of 3 amazing children, September 2022, taken too soon in recent fire in Gretna, Louisiana, by Habibullah Salim. And it says, life for our children we cherish with love, so many times receiving many hugs. When tragedy arrives, most difficult shock, a family united as solid as a rock. Ali and Muhammad, their last name, Aisha, the baby sister, Yusra Badre. For all of them, we pray. We pray for their parents, relatives, and friends. May they enter paradise with happiness, their trend. A merciful creator, regardless of the challenge, as Muslim believers, maintaining the balance. A heartbreaking task, so much to regret. Yet for each child, paradise the best. Allah is all wise, most merciful as can be. Enter my paradise, enter all 3. No believer can live without trust and faith. Born to pursue Allah's justice and grace. All 3 children, their greatness remembered each year from January to the end of December. Not by the days of the weak, but by the days of the strong. In all of our lives, things can go wrong. Hurtling disappointment, hurtling despair. Allah knows best beyond what's fair. Front page news, three children consumed, yet moving forward to paradise, they bloom in mystical ways, adorable results. Five prayers a day for believers to cheer up. Ali, Muhammad, and Yusra will all be fine, so let us continue to upgrade our minds. Tears in our eyes, they cleanse our vision. Each one engaging Allah's provisions. None can compete with why and what paradise for each one as we continue to cheer up, enjoy the great memories. Their lives will be grand. What once used to be no longer in our hands. Alhamdulillah. Says Allah knows best, so let us all be at rest. The Creator is greater. He's the human elevator. May we all find peace. 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 Alhamdulillah. That's really good. Young brother Habibullah, he did that. These are young people in a fire. Well, you know, Allah's the best Noah, like he said. Allah's the best Noah. Knows much more than we do. Allah knows it all. Yeah. I'm trying to find something else in here about the youth. It's in the sister's column. It's got something here about women, too. I wanted to get to that if I can't find anything about it. That's a good idea and a good thing. Okay, this sister here, just going to read this too. Expression of Village Voice, we are lights from the greater light. Together in unity, our lights will become one light and cause others to shine. In your marriage, know how to be content with the decree of Allah, your Lord, with Islam as your religion, your way of life. Brothers and sisters, in marriage, continue to follow the path of truth, which carries the message of sincerity as you both strive by means of your words to convey knowledge and value continually that purifies your soul and others. Continue through your bond together to fear Allah. Follow the sunnah and make virtue dear to you both. Always rejoice and receive blessings. The guidance and care of Al-Fatah, opening way of Allah. Al-Fatah? Okay, maybe Al-Fatah. Okay, a great reward to all success and expiations of faults and sins. And may we bestow his favors upon you both in marriage. For he is the most generous, the most kind and loving Al-Wadud. Realistically, your new lives together will never be perfect. That will only happen in paradise, of course. It is in your abilities with the help of Allah to make the most of what you both have in this world and attain a level of contentment and happiness. No matter what your lot in life is or will be, faith, hope, patience, and acceptance, and never underestimate the power of a smile, which can always help you both together. Seek reward with Allah, for Allah is with you both. He sufficiently can hold you both together with him as your pillar that holds you both up May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you both happiness in this world and in the hereafter, I mean. About Sister Angela Kingston, she said, I sold clothes to sell in our store, the International. I enjoy tailoring, hymns, and customs work. We had Islamic tapes and books in our store. I worked with Masjid Shah in Mount Vernon with their Dawah team efforts of bringing Muslims together with cultural programs and family nights. I always attended Community College of Rhode Island to continue my early childhood courses. When I lived in North Las Vegas, Nevada, I masjid as sabor. I cooked food to feed the homeless and anyone who wanted a hot meal. We also had bags of halal meat to give out to anyone who wanted it. We had tables set up outside of the masjid and chairs, and anyone could come have a meal. Muslims and Masjid El Sabor made everyone feel welcome. I enjoy serving the community. I am a widow, and now I reside, a resident of North Providence, Rhode Island. Alhamdulillah. Allah bless her. These expressions of the village voices. So let your voice be heard loud and clear. Share your message, insight, poetry, educational information, knowledge. Let's be a village and share our gifts. Send your email to nimatmarie@yahoo.com. In care of Expressions of Village Voices, may Allah reward you. Okay. And then the next of this show is about the women who are really making a difference. You know, I needed you just now to go and get this because I was reading something too soon. This is going to be interesting. Okay, thank you. Okay, now, what time is it, you said? Oh, it's 8:55. We got a few more minutes here. Now, I just want to touch on this right here. We have to finish it next week. It's talking about the Muslim Woman Achievement Awards. USCMO hosts first national ceremony. United States. Muslim, I don't know what this is. What does that mean? Okay. At USCMO members' luncheon, six Muslim women were presented National Muslim Women Achievements Award. Sister Aisha Mustafa, Muslim Journal Sister. Okay. Dr. Uzma Saeed, H.E., Miss Emin Erdogan, First Lady of Turkey. And they got Turkey spelled T-U-R-K-I-Y-E. Maybe it's Turkey. And Dr. Aisha H-I-L Adawiya. Okay, she's standing off stage. And USCMO. Okay. General Osama. Like our son of the lot. Okay. Jamal and Arcia Khan. And the USCMO board member, other awardees, see page 29. Okay. It says Muslim Journal Newswire, New York City, New York. The U.S. Council, The U.S. Council of Muslim Organizations, USCMO. Has its first annual National Muslim Women, a Woman Achievement Awards ceremony in New York City on Sunday, September 18th, before an adrenalized audience. The five diverse American awardees were cheered on, and the audience gave thunderous applause to its internationally headlining Outstanding Humanitarian Award. Selectee. I gave you the names already. Selectee Emin Erdogan, the First Lady of the Republic of Turkey. Our religion tells us that the best competition among people is to compete in good deeds, said Erdogan. In this sense, our record is full of examples of a charity race that astonishes people. It says USCMO Secretary General Osama Jamal called the event the culmination of a main objective of the Council, acknowledging the outstanding human life contributions of the Muslim women that too often or are too long ignored. Okay. Now, right now, it's just a few, and then it starts back again on 23, and we'll save that. And inshallah, I read the poem from Abibullah about the children, but I didn't have anything in here from Sister Madala about the children this week. Abba? Okay, I think I'm gonna let my husband close out. Okay, but if he doesn't, no, I said Abba. Okay, I will close out now. And thank everyone for coming on. Maybe we can get a running start on Tuesday night, and it'll be better. So I'll have more information. Well, I listened to the first Sunday and from Mars Cares, the Mars Cares, and Imam, what's his name? I can't think of his name right now. From the doctor that has has been talking there, and I know his name. He's been talking there on the Lifeline for a while about the COVID with the children. He was there. He was there with the children. He was there talking about the children and the latest of the virus, and speaks on how the flu and other things are related to the virus itself, and has been in existence for a while. They were just calling it something else. But anyway, we'll go now, and we'll sign out. I will be lying in the regime. It's Larry Manor Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Raghulal Meen. Larry Manor Rahim, Manikyo Medin. Yakina Abu, Yakina Sain. إتنى سرور المستقيم سرور الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Thank you all and be safe. السلام عليكم.